This is Bill Petty with WCHL High School Sports. I'm with Coach Lee Land, head coach of the Chapel Hill High School Baseball Tigers, and the starting catcher for the team, Garrett Leiby. We're here to talk about an incredible cause that has been happening for several years that has been embraced by the Chapel Hill High School baseball team. It's the fight against childhood cancer. Garrett Leiby, the catcher for the team, actually originated this program. And Garrett, please give us a summary of what exactly this is all about.
It all started when I was in 10U travel ball, and I originally did my first fundraiser for what was the St. Baldrick's Foundation with Chase Jones, who's now the founder of Verse Cancer. And it was a great experience. We raised about $10,000 between all the teams. And once I started doing some volunteer work with Chase between my summer of 9th and 10th grade, I decided that it would be a great opportunity just to continue the fundraiser at Chapel Hill.
Garrett, you had mentioned that this has all started with someone by the name of Chase Jones. Tell us his story, if you would.
Chase was a baseball player at UNC Chapel Hill, and during his career there, he got diagnosed with brain cancer, and that cut his career short there. But since then, he's gone on to work with St. Baldrick's Foundation, which was a big childhood cancer research group in North Carolina, and then branched out to start the Verse Cancer Foundation, and has grown that across the nation to many college programs, a couple professional teams, and a lot of high school programs.
Garrett, what a great cause you started here at Chapel Hill High School. Tell us about the success you've had so far under the program.
Sophomore year, we started out, our goal was $5,000. We ended up getting that by the end of the game. Junior year, we upped the ante a little bit to $10,000 and ended up making just short of $12,000, I believe. And this year, we're trying to raise $15,000 for our team, but at least $20,000 between East Chapel Hill and our program.
Garrett, tell us about some of the things that have been accomplished from these contributions.
I know that they've been able to hire additional social workers at Verse Cancer to talk with the families just to help them out through the tough time they're going, but they've also been able to increase the amount of research they've been doing and just more help to the families that are going through such a hard time.
Garrett, where do you stand right now with your team's goal?
Right now, we're right around $4,000, so we've got about $11,000 raised as a team, but I'm confident that our guys will do everything they can to help the cause and meet our goal.
Garrett, things seem to be so organized. I know I received a link by email, just clicked the link and went to the contribution page. You guys make it very easy. Did you have the same systems in place back when you were a sophomore as you do right now?
Same system, correct, but we've been doing a lot better job of just advertising it to our friends, families, and other people that are part of the school, and just getting the word out and finding anybody to donate.
I'm going to switch over for a minute and talk to Coach Land. Coach, tell us what the baseball team is doing in conjunction with working with East Chapel Hill to make this all work.
Well, actually, pretty much just got started communicating with them today. I sent him a text and gave him an update on how much we've raised versus what they've raised, and he got a little anxious and said we better get to work. So I think the competition will drive it a little bit and help raise more money than we did last year, which is why we upped our goal. Kind of banking on that little rivalry between us and East.
Now, Coach, is this the first year you've used the rivalry as a source to fuel the contribution?
Yeah, so the first year the game was against Cedar Ridge. Last year we did it against Northern Vance. Both were very supportive of our efforts and working with us. But I thought East would be a good fit this year with the rivalry and the kids being so familiar with each other growing up with one another. Even though they're at different high schools, you know, they still are friends and see each other quite often, so they can strike up a little competitive edge.
Coach, how impressed were you to have Garrett come to you with this cause to begin with when he was a sophomore?
Garrett's been tremendous with it. I thought it was a heck of an idea when he brought it to me, and I saw no reason not to run with it, and kind of put the ball in his hand, and he did. Pretty much the only thing I've done is communicated with the newspaper a little bit, communicated with you to help promote it. Jersey Mike's got involved the first year donating subs for us to sell, and they've continued to do that. That's the extent of what I've done. The rest has been him and our team buying in.
Okay, Garrett, now tell our listeners what they can do to contribute to this cause.
So you're going to go to www.team.verse-cancer.org, and in the top right corner of the webpage, there'll be a search bar where you can search Chapel Hill High School Baseball, and it'll be the first result on the page. Once you click that, you can click the donate button in the middle of the page, and after that, you'll fill out the donation information, allow you to click how much you want to donate, and fill out your name and all that, and then at the very bottom of the page, you can click Give Now to complete your transaction.
As a part of WCHL High School Sports, we we'd like to encourage everyone to help out and contribute to this worthy cause. The web address, one more time, is team.vsinvictors-cancer.org. We'd like to thank Garrett and Coach Land for visiting with us today and sharing this worthy cause.